Welcome, everybody, to the Buckmaster Show. My name, Bill Buckmaster, along with Ray Allen. Ray is producing and engineering our show. He always does such a fine job, fine young man. On the other side of the glass on this Monday, March 7th, 2016. Hope you had a great weekend. Driving into work today, nice, cool morning. Very nice. Actually felt like the way it's supposed to feel after we had that very, very hot for that, relatively speaking, hot February, very warm February. Right, Paul Eckerstrom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was, didn't it feel nice today?
Yeah, it was nice, as long as it keeps summer off as far as possible. That's my attitude.
Yep. We'll get things rolling with our Monday political face-off. You've heard from one of our commentators. That's Mr. Paul Eckerstrom. Bruce Ash is with me also. 12:30 today. Good time to have, serendipitous, as they say, Bruce Ash, to have General Wickham on the program. If anybody has connections to what's going on over in Korea, it's General Wickham, because he was the head of UN and U.S. forces there for so many years over there, and former Joint Chiefs of Staff for the U.S. Army. He'll give us the latest on North Korea blustering about doing a preemptive nuclear strike on this country. No comment from Bruce. All right. So we'll discuss that. Thanks, Bruce.
The first time in the history of these broadcasts I haven't had anything to say.
Yeah. A rogue nation ready to attack us, and you have nothing to say. There you go. The Buckmaster Show live line is open for you, 790-2040. Your calls, your comments, suggestions, and we invite you to become a friend of the Buckmaster Show. There's plenty of room for you. As we push toward 5,000 friends on Facebook. In addition, you can get us on Twitter at Buckmaster Show. Paul Eckerstrom is here. Mr. Eckerstrom is the former chairman of the state and Pima County Democratic Party. Bruce Ash is in his third term as Republican National Committeeman for Arizona. When is the election now for your term? You're running against Russell Pierce.
April 30th.
Oh, April 30th. And that would make that your fourth term then?
Yes, sir.
But perhaps more importantly, Bruce Ash, of all the years, Bruce and Paul, for Bruce to be the national rules chairman for the Republican Party in a year where there's a pretty darn good chance that this could go to what's called an open convention. Some have said brokered, but we'll get into that in a second. But what a time for Bruce Ash to have all that that influence.
He'll be a referee there, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. He'll be the one that everybody can blame, right? The Monday Political Face-Off is presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Moe, I've got yet another job for you. Be seeing you very soon. Family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lawn Dodge, and at moesgallery.com, and they're on Facebook. Before we get to Bruce, Paul, how was your weekend?
Great. I just loved watching Gabe York finish his career at McHale with that flourish of three-pointers. That was wonderful.
Stanford never had a chance.
No, not when you're making three-pointers from 30 feet like he was.
Wow. And Bruce, how was your weekend?
It was dandy. I finished fertilizing my garden, and hopefully when that rain comes from Southern California this evening and tomorrow, I'm going to have a chance for all of my fertiling to make all of our trees and shrubs and flowers very, very green and pretty.
And, of course, most of your gardening supplies and beautiful plants come from our fine sponsor, Green Things.
They do. And actually, one additional little pitch for Green Things.
Okay.
If you're looking for pots, for your plants.
They've got them, don't they?
Oh, my goodness. Oh. First of all, the regular prices are about what you'd find at some of the competition around town.
That's right.
They're taking between 20 and 50% off of those prices. Mm-hmm. They are great pieces of pottery. They're awesome. I got these two new pieces for outside our front patio, and they just look great. They look like they're 1,000 years old.
And they're quality ceramics. They're awesome.
They're
not some of the ones you can buy, water them two or three times, there's a big giant crack.
No, these are the nice porcelain pots. They really have a great selection.
1,000 years old. Man, I might go there for 50% off the Ming Dynasty pots. You know, it sounds great.
All right. To business we go. The Republican Party is shattering. That is the opinion, the headline of columnist Peggy Noonan. I like to read her column. It's kind of something I look forward to every week. Her column in the Wall Street Journal appears every Saturday and Sunday. Just one or two sentences from this to kind of get us going. We are witnessing history, says Ms. Noonan. Something important is ending. It's hard to believe what replaces it will be better. What do you think, Bruce Ash? What are we witnessing history?
Well, yeah, I think so. And there's been change brewing within the Republican Party really for several years. And we're seeing some of that come to fruition here. You know, remember, Ronald Reagan was thought of as being a vulgarian. So was Barry Goldwater. They fundamentally changed the course of the Republican Party. I'm old enough to now understand that there's rites of passing, times of passing. We may be in that. There are a lot of things that Donald Trump is talking about. If he is in fact successful as the party nominee, and if he is then successful as winning the presidency, there's lots of things coming from him and his campaign that are antithetical to the conservative movement within the Republican Party. And I don't say that as being a condemnation of him. It's just the fact. He has talked very openly about a single-payer system for health care. He has talked in support support for Planned Parenthood. He has got a different idea with respect to the special relationship between the United States and Israel. And there's countless other areas where he may be listening to things that are going on within society. As baby boomers are moving out of the picture in terms of being a major force in politics, unlike the Democrats who seem to, you know, they're baby boomer plus because they don't have any young candidates. But all kidding aside, the millennial group is having apparently an impact. We'll see how much of an impact, you know, it is in 2016 when we get down to the final nuts and bolts of the nomination and, of course, the election for the presidency. But I agree with Peggy. She's one of the smartest columnists out there.
Really like
reading
her.
And Peggy Noonan, though, has somewhat of turf that she's trying to defend here as well. She was working within the Reagan administration.
She would be considered kind of the old school Republican.
Right.
Paul Eckerstrom, join in the conversation.
Yeah. Well, I think we are witnessing a historic realignment that may be taking place. Look, there's been realignments in our political structures over the years. The Whig Party splintered into and started, the remnants of it started the Republican Party. They splintered over slavery. The progressive movement had both parties splintered, and it coalesced around the Democratic Party under the New Deal Coalition and Franklin Roosevelt. And then starting in the 60s and through Ronald Reagan, that coalition started to splinter apart, and that was based on economic issues, basically. It started splintering apart over social issues, civil rights issues, things like that. And I think the Republicans they have a dichotomy in their party. They've always represented the business class, the wealthy people in this country, but starting in the 60s when the civil rights movement happened, and then going into the Reagan era, they started getting a lot of white working class folks to come to their side on issues dealing with segregation, dealing with then on religious issues, and then on things like guns and things like that. But when this Great Recession happened, I think those folks were not happy of what happened to them from the other part of the party, which was the business class, wealthier part of the party, and you're seeing basically a revolution, a rebellion of those people because they've been treated poorly economically, and I think that's what Trump is taking advantage of. If you look at what Bernie Sanders is doing on the Democratic side as well, Bernie Sanders outperforms Hillary Clinton in all the general election polls and against Trump and against all the other ones in the field as well, but the reason is because I think he gets back some of those old New Deal working class Democrats that went over to Reagan in the 80s.
Paul, you never miss an opportunity to politicize a serious
question. I'm
and secondly, your recollection of history is completely wrong. And thirdly, remember,
I did study this in college. Realignment is real.
Paul, who all were against the civil rights movement and all were against integration. They were the Democrats, not the Republicans. It was the Republican coalition. Excuse me. These are facts, Paul. They're undisputable. It was the Republican Congress who played into the passage of the civil rights legislation in 64 and in 68. They weren't Democrats. The Democrats who came, they came being dragged by Lyndon Johnson by their collars. It was the Republicans like Jacob Javits, like Edward Brooke, like Aspinall, like Mark Hatfield, et cetera, et cetera.
But
your read is entirely wrong.
You're kind of making it too black and white. There was a split in the Democratic Party at the time over civil rights, and that was the Dixiecrats in the South versus the Democrats in the North. The Democrats in the North coalesced with the Republicans in Congress. And by the way, the Democrats controlled Congress during those years. It coalesced with the Republicans in Congress and passed the civil rights legislation. And Lyndon Johnson said it, we've just lost the South for a generation. And that's exactly what happened. The realignment took place, and the Republicans took advantage of it with other issues like busing and abortion issues, and also, of course, gun issues, and they got the solid South now.
The problem is economically they don't fit.
We're going to take our first break here on the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Framing and Fine Gallery. When we come back, we'll go to the live line at 790-2040 if you'd like to join. Coming right back.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. We have an entire section devoted to the Old West and its heritage. Contributors include Wyatt Earp historian Scott Dyke and hiking Apacheria's Jerry Egan. We also look back at Old West newspapers and feature a column, This Day in Old West History. It is Old West News from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
You're invited to the 2016 Better Business Bureau Torch Awards on May 5th at Casino del Sol Resort from 6:30 to 8 o'clock p.m. We'll be announcing the winners of this year's awards in community service, customer excellence, and ethics. Our keynote speaker is Congresswoman Martha McSally. Join us as we celebrate Tucson's business community. It is the business event of the year. Register now at bbb.org/Tucson.
This new year opens up a world of possibilities. So how about making your vacation dreams a reality? For more than 40 years, Bon Voyage Travel has advised our clients on virtually every detail of their travel planning. Whether it's a luxury cruise, African safari, romantic beach getaway, or perhaps a journey off the beaten path, we work hard to make the most out of your investment. So all you have to do is just pack your bags. To get started, call Bon Voyage Travel today at 797-1110.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Tuesday for the Tuesday Moneymaker Report with certified financial planner Shelley Fishman, plus the nutrition reporter Jack Challen with our monthly nutrition report. Buckmaster during the noon hour on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice. And we live stream the show, have podcasts and the complete show archive on my website. That's buckmastershow.com.
Twelve minutes now past 12 on this Monday afternoon, the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge. To the live line we go, 790-2040. Matthew, thank you for waiting patiently. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey guys, I just wanted to call in and acknowledge the passing of Nancy Reagan and the significance that has to us today. I think I'm looking right now, for me it's a personal thing, I'm looking at a picture of my Aunt Norma with Nancy Reagan. While I didn't know the Reagans personally, I grew up with them through my aunt and uncle, who were very good friends of their circle. And my aunt and uncle were Mexicans who lived in Mexico. But the Reagans used to occasionally go and visit them at their ranch. And I spent my entire childhood with my aunt and uncle, you know, as they would go to visit them in Washington later on when he became president, and the constant visits after he was president in Los Angeles to visit Mr. Reagan, where Ronald Reagan had his office, and I used to drop my aunt off and then pick her up when she would go there to visit with Nancy, and I just can't tell you how, as a Democrat, you know, it was never about politics. It was about personal relationships. It was about the warmness of Ronald Reagan. My uncle just loved how Ronald Reagan interacted with you. He was the most wonderful person, and Nancy was a special person. And I'm looking at the picture because it's so funny. If you knew my aunt, she was always a very tough lady with a very stern look on her face, and she has that stern look as usual. But there's Nancy Reagan standing next to her, absolutely beaming. This picture, I keep this picture, is the most treasured picture, okay, because it demonstrates the warmness of the Reagans, and that is what is so important. And I just think today that the relationship Ronald Reagan had with Democrats, people forget. He was a warm person. He knew how to compromise and work with people. And I think we really should take a second pause and thank Nancy Reagan for being the better half of both of them, in the sense of allowing Ronald to be the president he was. I think we were a better country.
Thank you. Thank you for that tribute, Matthew. Bruce Ash?
Well, Nancy Reagan was a great first lady.
Did you ever meet her?
No, I never met either of them. And they both made tremendous contributions. She always had a smile on her face, but make no mistake, she was a pretty tough lady. Mm-hmm. And she had her share of controversies when they were in the White House together. But certainly the things that she stood for have had lasting impact on the country.
I just always remember as being classy, and the one thing that everybody's talking about is how fiercely protective she was, mm-hmm, of her husband. And I think that's important for a somebody who's under pressure as president to have that foundation with somebody as a partner like that. And the other thing I would say about what the caller said is, he's absolutely right that even if Ronald Reagan has differences with some Democrats, he could work with them. He was an optimistic person. I think that's what made him a brilliant politician. And I think we've gotten away from that in our politics, and we need to get back to that.
Well, that would be an easy commentary for you to have, Paul, because the Democratic Party has essentially been hollowed out. The Blue Dogs are essentially gone, and what the remnants are is the most left-wing of the left-wing of that party. And the president certainly has contributed to that direction that the Democratic Party has gone. And when you listen to Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders in various debates, the things that just spew out of their mouths, the crazy ideas and the ungodly amounts of new federal programs and new federal spending. In the case of Bernie Sanders, almost 40% increase on a budget. And even in the case of Hillary Clinton, well over an 18% increase in the budget over the next 10 years.
There's a rebellion going on in your party because the middle class folks are getting crushed. The system is rigged. You just have to look at the tax code. And I studied that in law school too, Bruce, and it is rigged for wealthy people in this country. And to somehow say that what Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders have been doing on the campaign trail looks anything like the weird degeneration of political discourse that's happened in your party, I'm sorry. It's not even comparison.
Paul, I hate to correct you again. But the wealthiest 10% of Americans pay almost 90% of all the revenues that go into the federal treasury. And in fact, the top 1%, if they were to have contributed, and that top 1% has an awful lot of America's wealth combined, if that 1% were to take every nickel that they earned during the course of the year and paid it all in taxes, the people that you try to demonize, the people who are the job creators in this country.
The job creators.
That would make literally.
The job senders overseas. That would, what they do.
And you know what? And
they ship them overseas and hurt our people here.
Eckerstrom, and you know
what's going on.
It was Democrats who voted for those same tax policies and have created the
system.
We have the highest corporate taxes anywhere in the industrialized world. And it was the Democrats who insisted that the Bush tax cuts come off after 2009, I think it was. 2010, when the 10 years was over. So don't be telling me about all of these awful things about Republicans.
Warren Buffett said it himself. He's a billionaire. He said, I shouldn't be paying only 15% of my income.
And that's Warren Buffett's opinion.
When my secretary, who makes like $60,000, $50,000 at best, and he pays her pretty well, is having to pay 25% tax rates. 30% tax rates. It's ridiculous what's going on in this country. The wealthy who can afford to help build roads and build schools aren't paying their fair share. There's companies who don't pay a dime in taxes because they go off to the Cayman Islands, and there's a loophole in our law that says they can do that. I mean, and still do business here. That's just wrong. I'm not saying that the tax system isn't screwed up in some respects, you're saying, but let's start over, for God's sake. Let's get rid of all these loopholes that everybody gets away with.
So then you would support Ted Cruz, who has a fair tax plan, and of course you would support every single Republican on that stage who has talked about developing concrete plans. Has talked about developing concrete plans to repatriate the trillions of dollars that have left this country and are sitting in foreign accounts today. But not the Democrats. They want to take everything.
No, that's not what I'm saying. And I think
that's what your candidates are talking about.
I don't think that we should have a flat tax. I think we should have a progressive income tax without any loopholes. That's what we should have.
Of course.
And we've gotten
away from that. Because everything is about equality with you.
That's not equality. That's just...
Sure it is. You think that's the best way.
Well, it's a way to fund our government to do the things
we needed to do. Our nation wasn't founded on equality. It was founded on liberty. It was founded upon Americans picking themselves up by the bootstraps.
Okay. So the billionaires need to keep their billions and keep growing their billions, and the rest of us can just barely get by and pay our taxes. That's what you want.
No.
That's exactly
no,
what you want.
No, you're wrong again,
and,
Paul.
And to cut the taxes for those billionaires, we got to get rid of our schools and get rid of our roads.
I knew
and,
you'd bring and, education.
And get rid of our jobs overseas so they can make a heck of a lot more money because they can pay some person in China like fourth of what they would pay here.
Okay. We're out of time, and I didn't get a chance to ask Bruce, the rules guy at the Republican Party. It takes 1,237 delegates to win on the first ballot. If it goes to a second ballot, can anyone's name be placed in nomination?
At that point in time, anybody's name can be placed into nomination. And in most states, delegates are only bound on the first ballot. And in fact, the rules have changed somewhat that even if a delegate decides not to vote in a winner-take-all situation like Arizona, decides to vote for another candidate, they could do so. Their vote won't count, though, unless that name is also placed into nomination, which takes a majority of delegates being selected in eight different states for that particular candidate.
And the convention is in Cleveland in July?
July 18th.
All right.
That's the place to be.
Going to be fun.
Should be fireworks.
Yeah. Thank you, gentlemen. And hope you both have a great week. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much.
All right. The Monday Political Face-Off has been presented by Mr. Mo Gall and his family. They do such a great job. Mo's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at mosgallery.com, also on Facebook. Mo, you've got a lot of fans, three of them right here in this room, and we thank you very much for your support. All right, General John Wickham, we'll ask him about the latest blustering from North Korea, ready to do a nuke on the U.S. We'll be right back.
Five-star Termite and Pest Control reminds you of their patented foaming treatment with an onomatopoeia poem. Termites, oh termites, why must you eat? The homes of Tucson shall not be your treat. Five-star, will your foam help protect? It certainly will, your walls will inject. Foaming your home will get rid of them snappy. Termites go away and our customers happy. Call 5-star, that's 5-star, 886-0045 and 5startermite.com.
We know what bugs you. The Regional Transportation Authority is funding new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The 20-year RTA plan also includes roadway improvement projects and transit service enhancements to get you where you want to go. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region safer and more accessible. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
The Regional Transportation Authority and its member jurisdictions work together to deliver regional transportation improvements that are funded by the RTA's 20-year plan. So far, more than 700 transportation improvements have been completed, like enhanced transit services, new bike lanes and sidewalks, expanded roadways, and new traffic signal technologies. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future, more at rtamobility.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
It's exactly 12:35 on the Buckmaster Show. This portion of Buckmaster brought to you by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Great people over there. It's a great part of the Southwest United States, Southwest New Mexico. So many things to do. You can just hang out in historic downtown Silver City, or you can visit the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument. Many great places to stay, like Casitas de Gila guest houses and Continental Divide RV Park. The full listing at southwestnewmexico.org. Support also comes from our friends at Vero Amore. Hard to believe, turning 10 years old this month, the first and only VPN certified authentic Neapolitan pizzeria in Arizona. Congratulations, Vero Amore. The big public birthday party celebration will be March 23rd. Let's welcome now to the Buckmaster Show, the first Monday of the month. We welcome General John Wickham with us. Mr. Wickham, General Wickham, U.S. Army Chief of Staff from 1983 to 1987. He was Commander-in-Chief of South Korean and United States Combined Forces from 1979 to 82. General Wickham served 41 years in the U.S. Army. He is retired in Oro Valley and is with us on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. General, how are you?
Doing fine, Bill, and wonderful to be on your great program. Thank you.
Well, I want to talk about this blustering that's going on from North Korea. They say they're ready to do a preemptive nuclear strike on the United States. What in the world is this about?
Well, it's typical. We're about to begin this week, I think, the annual exercises in South Korea, where we fly in more troops, and many of the South Korean troops are mobilized, and they have exercises. These exercises are going to go on till the end of April. And the North Koreans react to that. They say this is nothing more than getting ready for an invasion. When I was a commander over there, I offered to the North Koreans the opportunity to come down and have observers at these exercises. The Chinese thought that was a great idea and told me that. But the North Koreans rejected it. They are paranoid about what's going on, and so this is typical. And when a little bit of history is an illustration of how dangerous it can get, when President Reagan was elected, and I was a commander over there, the North Koreans tried to shoot down one of our SR-71 aircraft. And I was directed to prepare a plan to invade North Korea and punish them by ground and air forces.
Wow.
Well, I developed a plan with my people, and we were prepared to do that. The North Koreans realized we were ready, and they never reacted when we resumed the flights. But it's an illustration of how close we can come to going to war. And the danger now, as you know so well, Bill, is that North Korea has 40 nuclear weapons, the same size weapons used in Hiroshima. Hmm. And they have the makings of 40 more. And would they use them? I don't think so. But they might do something irrational. And there's an irrational element in their leadership under Kim Jong-un the grandson of Kim Il-sung, and the ruling elite in North Korea, which is largely run by the military. So I think we have to be very cautious. On the other hand, I think we have to be very tough and tough-minded. South Korea is one of our best allies in the world. They love America, and they want us to stay there indefinitely. And look what we have done by that relationship. We have created one of the great democracies in the world and one of the most influential economic giants in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what partnership can do.
All right, General, we've got a couple of callers who want to talk about the situation in Korea. Let's go first to our friend Jim. This is Jim Kelly. Go ahead, Jim.
Hello, Jim.
Hi. Good afternoon, General Wickham. You know, I'm looking at our present relationships with Russia, Japan, and China, and comparing them to what they were under Ronald Reagan. And do you think there is more hope today or less ability to partner with the houses of Russia and China and Japan for diplomatic pressure on North Korea to settle down and not be so irresponsible with their language and their military action?
I think, yes, Jim, a good question, an excellent question, as usual, from you. I think the influence we can exert is as good or better than in the past. The influence that is exerted comes from Russia, China, and Japan and their national security interests. They see the dangers in what's going on. The Chinese have supported these economic sanctions that now have been imposed on North Korea, the toughest sanctions in history. And Russia has supported them, too. So I do think that these nations realize there's a danger with North Korea and that we have to move very cautiously, but we have to move with some alacrity and prudence to diminish the dangers.
All right. Matthew would like to also talk about North Korea. Go ahead, Matthew.
Hello, Matt.
Yes, General. As you know, I am an Iraq veteran, but before that, I spent at least 10 years in a COSCOM that directly supported First Corps. I have been to South Korea on training exercises, visiting probably every camp there, and I have been to I've taken the tour of the DMZ and have been in the room at Panmunjom. The specific thing I want to direct to you is world events have significantly changed since our last exercise. And the two principal things I want to bring to your attention is that North Korea is watching the world, and two significant things. The Iran negotiation has been completed. And also the other significant event is that the Russians went into Ukraine, not Ukraine, but into Libya, and have deployed forces and used air power. Sir, I really believe that our state of forces in North Korea are need to be significantly take these factors into account, because the North Koreans are looking at world events. Things have changed. They know they're under pressure, and we are in a different world today, and they're going to read these events differently. And I think I hope you agree with that. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Matt. Very good questions, as usual. You make some good points. Yes, the North Koreans do look at what world events are going on. I think the North Korean military leadership realized that when Gaddafi gave up nuclear weapons capability, and even South Africa gave up nuclear weapons capability, look what happened. Those countries have not survived. Well, South Africa has, but Libya not. So the weapons that North Korea has, they're not going to give them up, in my humble opinion. They're a guarantee of independence for the future. And I think one of the lessons that came out to Kim Il-sung during the Korean War was that nuclear weapons are important to the future of any nation, and we're going to keep them. Now, what's going on, Matthew, as you're well aware, South Korean legislators are now saying the time has come for us to have our own nuclear weapons, given the problems with the North. The Japanese legislators, some of them are saying the same thing. And both of those countries have the technology and enough plutonium from their nuclear reactors to start building weapons within a year. And we've got to work with some alacrity and wisdom here to prevent that. And I think Russia and China and and Japan and South Korea, that we're all together in this. They agree that we're not going to denuclearize the peninsula, but I think there are things that can be done to maybe ensure that North Korea is much more responsible and less dangerous. I can get into that in another session if you wish.
Okay, and quick, I do want to bring up, of course, Nancy Reagan's passing, and you served under President Reagan as Joint Chief. Any of your thoughts, please, General Wickham?
Well, she was a powerful woman. I knew her somewhat, but I knew President Reagan better. She was a protector of him and an influential leader in her own way, and in a particularly since she made sure that her husband was protected and given influence that he might otherwise have overlooked, particularly towards the tail end of his administration when he was suffering the early signs of Alzheimer's disease. Now, she was a giant in her own right, and I think the nation is better off for Nancy Reagan. At the memorial service for Reagan in the National Cathedral in Washington, which I watched very emotionally, she insisted that one of their favorite singers, Ronan Tynan, came from Ireland.
Yeah, he's an Irish singer.
Wonderful singer, yeah. Very emotional. Mm-hmm. And he came, and Ronan is a doctor, lost a leg, and he sang, among other things, hymns, and it was an emotional thing. But that was Nancy Reagan. She insisted on doing that because she knew that the memory of that would be important to Ronald Reagan in heaven.
All right. General Wickham, stick around. We have another segment with you coming up, 790-2040. If you would like to speak with the general, he'll be with us till 1 o'clock today. We'll be right back.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
And we are so delighted to have Green Things as our new sponsor here on the Buckmaster Show. We are talking about Green Things with Bruce Ash, one of our Monday political face-off guys at the beginning of today's show, and he was talking about the great pottery he gets over there at Green Things. They do such a great job over there. 3384 East River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of Brandy Fenton Park. Check out their website, greenthingsaz.com. Let's go back to the live line. General John Wickham is with us, former United States Army Chief of Staff. And before we leave the China-Korea area, I do want to point out General Wickham. The Wall Street Journal over the weekend had a major piece about how the economy is affecting China's military spending. The government is planning to increase its budget by single digits for the first time since 2010. So a real dramatic slowing of Chinese military spending, General.
That's true. I'm very, very observant, Bill, and with some significance in Asia. And also Russia is going to face the same sort of thing with a decline in revenue from oil. And China is facing the problem of the cost of raw materials, importing them, the fact that even though oil is cheap, they don't produce much themselves, but they're losing revenue. So that's beneficial. We've got similar problems here in our own country. Our defense budget is large. It's larger than the next 20 countries combined, incidentally. But during the past decade, both parties in our government have foisted onto the American people this sequestration idiocy, which was an arbitrary cutting of every single account in the defense budget. And we've cut back on base maintenance, on readiness, and on troop levels, and on modernization of our equipment. The Air Force is flying the oldest aircraft in our nation's history, and we are not investing enough in new. The same thing is true with our Navy and the vessels. So we've got to begin to invest more. And one of the big programs that I've mentioned to you before that's being faced, we've got to think about modernizing our nuclear deterrent. The submarines, the ICBMs, intercontinental ballistic missiles, and nuclear weapons themselves. It's going to cost, if we do this program, $1 trillion.
Wow.
Over the next 30 years.
You know, that's I was going to say, General, that's rarely ever talked about. We never talk about the nuclear deterrent, and those, a lot of those weapons are quite old, aging weapons.
Yeah, that's right. And so little things, for example, a nuclear weapon, it's got a gas inside of it. And that gas is supposed to enhance the explosive effect when it's set off. Well, eventually the glass gas leaks out of the center of the bomb or deteriorates and has to be replaced. Little things like that that have to be done. A nuclear weapon that goes off is the result of imploding explosions all around like a basketball, the edges of the basketball. It has to be done instantaneously, otherwise it just sort of shatters. But if it's done instantaneously, it collapses into the weapon, and that's when you get the explosion. Well, those things deteriorate over time and have to be upgraded. So that's part of the process of doing this. And if we don't do it, we're going to have an ancient weapon there. Now, the Russians are upgrading theirs, and so are the Chinese. So we've got to do it, even though we think, as Obama has said, we ought to go to zero nuclear weapons in the world. We've come down a long way. During the Cold War, there were 50,000 nuclear weapons in Russia and the United States facing each other. Now we're down to about 1,000 each, and we could go lower. But we've come a long way from where we were.
All right, let's go to the live line again. James would like to speak with General John Wickham. Go ahead, James.
Hello Jim.
Yes, sir. Sir, I think you were my commanding general 30 years ago at 1st Armored Division, in Germany. So I just wanted to say thank you for your service then. And I always had a question about spending the military when the fiscal year or quarter is up, a given entity would just use all their resources. For us, that would be shooting all our bullets. It was an armored cavalry unit. The tanks would fire their training rounds just to get rid of them so they can have the same allotment or more next year. And I'm told this is throughout the military. Is there any way we can do any cost savings internally, as in giving bonuses to officers, to generals for saving money?
We don't give bonuses, but we do reward quality leadership by promotions. And that process of firing off weapons and making using up what you had in your budget, whether it made sense or not to use it, that no longer exists. That stopped basically during my tenure in the Army. And one of the things that I did in the Army that I think is very useful, and we need to go back and do more of it, the Congress gave us the right to begin to eliminate toxic leaders. And every year I appointed boards of officers that would select colonels, brigadier generals, and major generals that were determined to be toxic leaders and not much merit for the future. And every year I probably dismissed a score or more of these senior officers for the health of the service. We need to do more of that. I don't know that the other services have done anything like that, and my successors didn't do it either.
So they used to just fire off the weapons to use, or fire up the ammo to use it up to get the reallotment, huh?
Well, we did some of that in Vietnam, stupid. Yeah. We fired off weapons in order to get more. You're right.
All right, General Wickham, we're going to have to wrap it up with you. And I know you're watching that whole thing with Apple and the FBI trying to force Apple into the encryption. You see this as a really big deal, don't you?
I do. It's a big deal. It's a big deal for the future of our privacy, of citizens, of our businesses, and in our government. It's called end-to-end encryption. And that technology is now emerging in cell phones and computers. And we need to assure that it exists. If we open up one door, it's going to be a slippery slope as foreign governments and companies and everybody says, wait a minute, I want in that door, make me another door. The FBI has maybe a dozen or two dozen requests of phones that have to be opened up, not just one. So once we start down that road, it's a slippery slope. I think we can design our phones so that, for example, if somebody is using words, selected words, you can pick them out that are terrorist kind of words.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of mail would never be encrypted in your phone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a way of protecting national security, but protecting your right of encryption. So I think there are clever ways of working around this, but I think Apple is right in taking the stand it has.
All right, General Wickham, have a great day. Have a great week. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your support. And we appreciate it, General.
Well, thanks for your great program, Bill. You do a wonderful service to the country.
Thank you very much, General John Wickham, with us first Monday of the month. Coming up this afternoon for Tucson at 4, Mike Shaw and Ray Allen together for an hour from 4 to 5 this afternoon. Then we get going tomorrow morning. We do it all over again, 6 hours of local talk. Starting at 6 a.m., 6 to 8, Wake Up Tucson, then 8 to 9 with Chris DeSimone and his different guest host, Sean McCluskey, from 9 to 10, and then me, Bill Buckmaster, the name of the show, my last name, Buckmaster, at 12:04 tomorrow for the Buckmaster Show, and Ray will be back with me. And until that time, Ray and I hope you have a great afternoon. Talk to you tomorrow.